Innisfail. Shortly before the start of the final performance of Noises Off on May 14, Patrick Gleeson was upstairs in the balcony of the Ole Moose Hall ready to do his part as co-producer of the production, which could only be described as madcap dysfunction, and one of the most challenging shows Innisfail Town Theatre, ITT, has ever put on. "Yes, fasten your seatbelt," said Gleeson, who is also president of ITT, noting the show featured 9 extremely dysfunctional characters who somehow work towards a resolution to end the mayhem. "That's the hope. It becomes an increasing road of dysfunction," he added. "There's some resolution that happens. I think there's a joy of working together and a resolution that they've tried under extremely difficult circumstances and had some success. And does that speak to life in general? That's life in general. This is not Hollywood," he said laughing, acknowledging the characters do find some sort of peace. "I think that's exactly it. People find some sort of peace, some sort of solution to the whole thing. It's about the hard life of an actor that you celebrate what you can celebrate. And life goes on." Alana Lindell, who was in the last fall's ITT production and then There Were None, has been in theater for more than 40 years, admitted she was challenged with Noises Off's frenetic pace. "It was really difficult. We probably worked on Act 2 more than any other, and there were often times we weren't sure if it was going to come together," said Lindell, adding the challenges existed for each of the run's 9 shows. "Each show is different. Tonight is different again, but it was great. As we went along, it polished itself up too. We found more things to do with the time that we had once we became comfortable with the actions we were already doing. As long as the audiences are loving it, so are we." Local actress Jackie Morehouse, who has the same level of theater experience as Lindell, echoed her stage colleague about the challenges of Noises Off, noting everything in ACT2, which had front and backstage performances running simultaneously, just had to click at all the right times. "I think you would know if it didn't, because there would be real big gaps in the speech of the people who are supposed to be on stage, or there would be nothing happening backstage," said Morehouse. "There would just be lags in the performance if we didn't get the timing right." Gleeson had his challenges too. It was his first time he sat in the producer's chair, a role he shared in Noises Off with Sheila Milkey, an ITT producer for many years. "This is the first time I have done that. I just follow the orders of Sheila Milkey as best as I can. She has been a producer for ITT for many years and does a marvelous job," said Gleeson. "I think this is a really top-notch theater production," he added. "Everybody is really proud of what we have done here, and we are looking forward to doing more of the same, and better." Noises Off, which ran from the last weekend of April to the second weekend of May, was one of ITT's more ambitious projects. It was suggested by a committee whose job is to propose future productions, and choices are made by general consensus. "We are looking at plays into the beginning of 2024, said Gleeson, adding he can't release the name of ITT's next production as the rights have not yet been secured. "As for the ongoing impacts of COVID to Noises Off? We hoped for higher numbers, but I think people are starting to go out to these things, so we're generally pleased with our attendance," said Gleeson. He estimated just under 600 tickets were sold for Noises Off's 9 shows, which works out to about 60% of full capacity at Ole Moose Hall. "I anticipate that we'll make a very modest profit," said Gleeson. "We hoped for more, but of course in theater you just try to be optimistic for the next play, the next performances. And now ITT is seeking additional public support. The theater group loves the current group of volunteers who repeatedly step up, but fresh blood is always welcomed. We have a nice mix of seasoned performers and performers who are new to ITT, and that is another thing that we keep looking at," said Gleeson. "We just want to encourage our community and surrounding community to get involved, whether you want to be behind the scenes, whether you want to do technical stuff, whether you want to work on our communications, or you want to be on stage. New people mean new ideas, and that's what we want to see."